This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
I've got Kristen here from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Kristen came in and says, Mark, I have a major announcement for you.
Yes, I do.
And I said, well, surprise me on the air. So I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Kristen, what is your major announcement?
I am so excited to announce to you today that Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care has purchased another building to serve our community.
Really?
Yes. So this building is going to be strictly a palliative care clinic.
This is something you have been wanting and needing for a long time.
Goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Our palliative program, literally, I was doing some research just to get some numbers in my mind, but we have been around with the palliative care program since 2004. Mm-hmm. That's when we really started to kind of partner with the hospital.
That's 20 years.
It is.
20 years.
Yes. So we partner with the hospital early on and help them to provide like palliative care there and to help understand. And, we've grown so much that we started out with basically nurses.
Mm-hmm.
They would go to the home, kind of check on a handful of patients. I remember when we were so excited that we got to 80 patients. We are almost at 300 patients.
And you need a place.
We need a place.
For that work and that service to be performed.
Yeah, and here's the difference. So people say, well, I don't understand what the difference between palliative and hospice is. And so palliative care is really a focus. It's nurse practitioner driven, and it is a focus on providing relief and really the stress that comes with a chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
So a chronic illness is something that, eventually, there's really no cure for that type of a chronic illness. And eventually at some point, could be 2 years, could be longer, could take your life.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, you're functioning, some are working.
But you're not necessarily a terminal patient
exactly,
at that point.
Exactly. And you need that extra support, maybe to manage some symptoms, an extra set of eyes in between doctor visits. That's what this clinic is going to be all about.
It's caring without curing. There's no cure.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You're caring for something that's ongoing.
Exactly.
So this is going to be a palliative clinic.
It is.
Okay. Can you disclose the location?
I can. So on East Main Street.
Okay.
We actually purchased the entire building, which is 1317 and 1319 East Main Street. So, everybody knows where Burger King is.
Yes.
All right. So right next to Burger King, there's a building. And then right after, next to that is Dr. Scott DeLong and Dr. Jarek's building. So Dr. DeLong has stepped away from that building and that practice
mm-hmm.
there. Dr. Jarek will continue.
Is it on the opposite side of this? Is it on the east?
It's like, on the
same south side
as Burger King.
Okay, so it's on that row. Okay.
Right, kind of across from where Main Street Terrace is there.
Yes. Okay.
So,
I know the building, yes.
Our goal, let me say this. Dr. Jarek will continue to be there. Nothing changes for him. It's kind of two parcels.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be on the right side. He'll remain on the left side.
They'll become a tenant. He'll become a tenant of you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So we're going to have a great partnership. He'll stay put. Nothing will change for his patients.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to move in. The building is beautiful. Dr. Scott DeLong was just very gracious. And, we came up with a deal, and here we are.
Kristen Glazier, CEO of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. We're talking about the palliative part because
mm-hmm.
today is a big day as we talk about the new palliative clinic that's going to be opening as part of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care.
Right, absolutely. We just have, this program has grown so much.
Mm-hmm.
And from talking to our community partners, Fairfield Medical Center, and a lot of the physicians in town, this palliative care for a chronic illness is something that they need, really are begging us for help with. Because, we know how to refer patients to hospice.
Mm-hmm.
We know when that time is right. This palliative, this whole concept of palliative care is difficult to understand, difficult
mm-hmm.
to kind of figure
right.
out. So the physicians have said, we need your help. And that's evident by the 300 referrals
mm-hmm.
we have in patients.
Right. What I like about this is that it's much more efficient for you. You've been sending nurse practitioners out into the field. And I'm assuming you've got palliative patients across all of the counties,
right? It mimics the same counties that hospice covers.
Right. So this will be a central location where people will come.
It will.
And which makes your nurse practitioners have a place of their own, right?
Right.
But also, I was thinking about transportation, and I know that, like, for example, in Hocking County, there's transport available. So people will be able to use the transportation available to come.
Right, absolutely. And you know, Mark, what's important to remember about this is that a lot of our palliative patients, they are still working.
That's true. A lot of them are, they're not, you know, retired necessarily.
No,
even.
And the beautiful part about this is that once maybe they're at the hospital or maybe they're at a visit with one of their physicians, they can just, you know, get in their car and move two blocks to our office for that follow-up appointment, because we work in conjunction with a lot of the specialists at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so they will continue to see them for their normal, regular care. But our nurse practitioners are specialists in helping with symptoms, mm-hmm. helping manage chronic illness. We have social worker, we have a full-time nurse RN, and we have four nurse practitioners.
Yeah. So do you have a name for this yet?
No, well, that is yet to come.
All right.
We don't have an opening date yet. You know, there are, as you know, there are a lot of regulatory requirements, and some of those you can't do until you had a physical address.
Right. Well, because it is a physician's office, I'm sure a lot of the homework's already been done in terms of the building and what you're going to need to fit it out.
Right. And so, you know, like I said, Dr. DeLong, and that building's beautiful. We just have a few things that we have to do, and then just a lot of regulatory items. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say this. For those palliative patients that are listening, we're not stopping to go out and send nurse practitioners to the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's really going to be patient choice.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a lot of feedback from the patients that they would really, you know, they would really like to come to a clinic. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't want people in their home.
Okay.
So those that cannot get out, those that still request or need a visit to the home, that'll continue.
I totally understand that vibe. I get that. We're going to come back one more time with Kristen Glazier from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, 740-654-7077. You can look them up at fairhopehospice.org, and be sure to like the Facebook page as well. Kristen Glazier is here from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, the home of the Pickering House, the home of the Anita M. Turner Center, the home of the Logan office in downtown Logan, and now soon to be the home of the Palliative Clinic at 1317, 1319 East Main Street in Lancaster.
My heart is beating so fast. I am so excited.
This is big news.
Big news.
And you bought the building.
Bought the building.
You control your destiny, so to speak.
That's right. We work so closely with the hospital, and the partnership is so amazing. It has been for a long time. And as we meet and talk about our hospital patients, you know, it just kept coming up. Well, boy, if you guys had a clinic nice and close to us. So, we just took that leap of faith and started to look for a building. This mm-hmm. fell in our lap, and it's, you know, we're just really excited.
You know, it's amazing because you're not that far away from where Fairhope Hospice really started, which was in the 1100 block, I believe, of East Main.
That was my first office that I was in 30 plus years ago.
Yeah, you've kind of come full circle in a way.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
So this won't change anything at the Pickering House or the Anita M. Turner Center or what you do at the Logan office as well, right?
No, not at all. Nothing will change. This is just going to add and hopefully make things a little easier for our palliative patients and just to be able to serve the community better.
Do you see palliative as something? I mean, obviously, 300 is you're serving a lot of people. But is there more need out there than even what you're serving right now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We serve patients in the nursing facilities, obviously all the same counties the hospice serves. But that, I think, is like the tip of the iceberg, because really palliative is so important.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want patients to be in and out of the hospital. The doctors don't want that. The hospitals don't want that. And sometimes it's those symptoms when you have that chronic illness or serious illness that sneak up on you.
It's a matter of managing them so they don't run out of control and you wind up in the hospital.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's all about, you know, prevention and or as far as maintenance and mm-hmm. making sure that those symptoms are well tended to.
And we have such great results. Our nurse practitioners are absolutely the best. They're at the hospital every day. They're in the community. This is going to make, I hope, life a little easier for them because the patients can come to them and they can serve more of them.
Again, I don't know that, you know, we've talked about this for many years, but people understand the scope, the breadth and scope of what Fairhope Hospice is really doing.
I know. When I look at it like that and you talk about all the buildings we have, it's just, I am so proud. So proud that we just are able to be supported by the community so much that we have the ability, not only their financial support, but just the support to keep those buildings afloat, and the bereavement team and the volunteer program. It's just amazing. Gives me goosebumps.
It probably is going to make you a little nervous too, because it's another building you have to maintain.
That is absolutely true, but I've got such a great team. Mm-hmm. We are already...
It's all about the team.
It's all about the team.